Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin, the last line on Kuf Samech Hei. We're about to turn on to page 330. So the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, Chole Shenofa Machmas Cholyo Lumishka Ve'imbo Sakana. So a person that was sick, and because of his illness, he was Nofal Mishkov, he was bedridden, but he does not have any sakona. Says the Rama, O sheyesh lo mecho shem mitzda'er, or he has some kind of pain that's causing him tzar, v'cholo mimenu kol gufo, and because of this pain, he feels sick in his whole body. Sha'oz afal pi shaholech, in that situation, even if he's still walking around, he's not Nofal Mishkov, ken Nofal Mishkov dami. So the Rama is equating a person who's actually bedridden to a person who just feels so sick that he really should be in bed, even if he's walking around. These cholim, the din is, omrim le'enu yehudi lasos lo rufua, you can ask a guy to do rufua for such a chola. Aval ein mechalin olav es ha-shabbos v'isa daraisa. But you cannot, as a Yisrael, be mechalo shabbos for this chola if it involves an isa daraisa. Afilu yesh bo sakonas eiver. So even if this person is chola b'kol gufo, or is nafal mishkov, and he has sakonas eiver, you can ask a guy to do malacha for you, but you cannot do a malacha daraisa. What about a Yisrael doing a malacha d'rabbanim for such a chola? So here we can have four opinions. Ulechalol olav Yisrael b'isa d'rabbanim b'yadayim. In terms of Yisrael being mechal Shabbos and isa d'rabbanim with his hands for such a chola, so shita number one, yesh matirin afilu embo sakonas ever. So some say it's mutter for this kind of chola, even if there is no sakonas ever, there's no risk to any limb, he's just nafal mishkov, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, biyadayim and isad rabbanon. Shita number two, v'yesh omrim sheyesh bo sakonas eiver osin, that if in fact he has it so serious, this illness, that there's a sakona of losing a limb, so then you could do an isad rabbanon biyadayim. Vim Embo Sakonas Aver Enosin. But if he's just sick and he's bedridden, but he doesn't have Sakonas Aver, then you cannot do even a Durabanon with your hands. Third Shita, and we'll see shortly, this is the Iker Halacha. Vyesh Omrim, Shim Embo Sakonas Aver Osin Bishinui. If he's bedridden, even if there's no Sakonas Aver, you can do an Issa Durabanon with a Shinui, a change from the normal way. Vim Yesh Bo Sakonas Aver, and if he is in a situation of Sakonas Aver, Osin Belo Shinui, that's the Iker Halacha. That if it's not Sakonas Aver, you have to use a Shinui for the Issa Durabanon. If it is Sakonas Aver, you could do a Durabanon even without a Shinui. Fourth Shita. V'yesh omrim afilu yesh bo sakonas ever. Some say even if there is sakonas ever, ein osin lo dover shu nismach l'malacha daraisa. You cannot do for him a derabonon that is close or similar to an isa daraisa. Udvarim she'ein behem semach l'malacha, but something that does not have a closeness to a daraisa, osin afilu ein bo sakonas ever. So according to the Shita, it doesn't matter sakonas ever or not, things that are close to a daraisa you cannot do, things that are not close to a daraisa but are also derabonon, that you can do. The Mechaber ends the sif and writes, V'divrei hasvara hashlishis nirin. The third opinion seems to be the best shita, and we'll see that's what the post can go like. And again, that is, if there's sakonas eiver, you could do be a diamond isad rabbanon. If there is no sakonas eiver, but you're not full of mishkov, you could do an isad rabbanon, but only with a shinui. The Rama says, Mutter lomar le'enu yehudi lasos tavshu l'koton she'en lo malechol. You're allowed to tell a goy to cook a dish for a child that has nothing to eat on Shabbos, distam tzorche katan kechola she'embo sakana dami. Because a stam katan is like a chola she'embo sakana, which we've been discussing in this sif, and by a chola she'embo sakana, we said you can ask a guy to do even a malacha daraisa, as we'll see. V'chol she'osr la'asus ayidei Yisrael, anything that's not allowed to be done by Yisrael, afilu ayidei ha'chola ba'atzmo osr. So then not only is another Yisrael not allowed to do it for the chola, but the chola himself can't do it by himself. But if the goy is doing the malacha for the chola, mutter l'chola l'sayuk tzas. The chola is allowed to assist a little bit. The misayeya ein bo mamish, because helping out is not considered really doing anything, and that's mutter. So that is the large Sif Yud Zayin. Let's go to the beginning now and see the Mishabura beginning at Sifkatan Memhei. So he had this chola that because of his illness he's nafal mishkov v'ein bo sakana. Ratzalomar sakonas mavis. There's no risk to his life. Bein yeshbo sakonas aver alo. Whether, as we'll see, he has a sakonas aver or not, but he's certainly not in a state of sakonas nefashos. So then we said the first, the shita that everyone agreed with was that we could tell a guy to do malacha. Says the Mishabura Membov, v'davka shetzorech la'arufua b'shabbos atzmo. This is davka if the refua is needed on Shabbos. Hakish she'ain tzorech la'b'shabbos. But if you don't need the refua on Shabbos, so yamten al motzei Shabbos, so wait till motzei Shabbos. Aval kishiyesh sakona osur lahamten. But if there's really a sakona, again, it's osur to wait. Sivkata memzayin lasos l'refua. So he said, tell a goy to do the refua for this chola that's no full mishkov. Afilu b'malacha daraisa. You can even tell a goy to do a malacha that for Yisrael is an issa daraisa. V'hu adin shart tzrachav. You can also ask the goy to do the other needs of the chola. Kegon lefos ulevashel v'kayotze be'elu to bake and to cook for the chola or anything similar. Im tzarech lakach, if the chola needs these things. Then the mechaber said, but Yisrael cannot be mechal Shabbos with an issa daraisa. Even if this chola that's nafal mishkov is b'sakonas aver, Yisrael cannot do an issa daraisa. Says the Mishabura Memches, de lo hutter li Yisrael lavur al issa daraisa. Yisrael is not allowed to be over an issa daraisa. Kol zman she'ein nogela pikuach nefesh mamish. Unless it's pikuach nefesh, Yisrael, no matter what, cannot do an issa daraisa. Sivkota Memtes, even if it's sakonas aver, ayin la'el b'sivav u'b'siv tes, diyesh evarim she'nogin l'pikuach nefesh. Sometimes, as we learned, like the eyes, the gav hayad, the gav haregel, sometimes it's sakonas aver, and that itself is pikuach nefesh. V'hu adin keyotze bazeh b'shar ha'evarim. The same thing is true about any other aver. Im harofa omer, if the doctor says shim lo yirapu ha'aver, if you don't heal this limb, yucha lovel pikuach nefesh. So Zakta Mishabura, sakonas aver is not grounds for chil Shabbos. But if it's a sakon of an aver that is pikuach nefesh, or any aver that a doctor says is kalita pikuach nefesh, obviously that is considered pikuach nefesh. Hareyu kishar choli sheish basakona. Then this choli is considered a choli sheish basakona, where you can be mechal Shabbos even for an issa daraisa. Then the Mishnah moves on to explain the four shitas that we said about doing an issa derabanan for a choli sheish basakona. So the mechaber started off and said, ulechal of Yisrael be issa derabanan biyadayim. So yesh matir mafiu emo sakonas aver. Says the Mishabura sevkotanum the issa drabonam, hainu kolashvusim any issa drabonam, vafilu below shinui, even without a shinui, umitam de svirule de bimakom cholilo gozru. The reason why this would be okay is because Chazal never made the xer in a place of a choli. So if there's a choli, he's not full of mishkov, he's so sick, Chazal never asked it. Therefore, shita number one says, go ahead and do an issa drabonam. Sevkotan nun aleph, this is shita number one. Yesh matir nafilu embo sakonas aver. Dim yesh bo sakona afilu rak lever echad. Because if there is a sakona even only to one limb, l'chol hadeos, according to all the shittas, levad midei achrona ayin sham, except for day number four, mutter li Yisrael l'chal olav b'chol hashvusim l'refuaso. So we said, if the sakonas aver, all the shittas, except for number four, will say that you can do an issa d'rabbanan for him, v'afilu eino cholek klal b'chol aguf, even if he is not sick, in his whole body, just sakonas aver is grounds for chil Shabbos v'yadayim d'rabbanan. Kosta b'chayodom, kol dover shemuter lasos alidei Yisrael b'choli shemo sakona. Anything that Yisrael is allowed to do for an illness of a chol shemo sakona, afilu yochol lasos alidei enu Yehudi muter. Even if you're able to have a guy do it, if you're allowed to do it, so you're allowed to do it. Sifkata nundeis, even if there's no sakonas aver, you could do it according to shita number one. V'adu le'el b'resha sifkoi. This that the Mishabura says, you can be mechal Shabbos be a diamond issa drabanan, even if there's no sakonas aver, zok the Mishabura is going back in the beginning of the sif that at least shuchola shenafal lemishkov. If he has no sakonas aver, he has to at least be bedridden. Oshe mitzar harbi, or at least he's in a lot of pain. V'cholam izak halufa, his whole body feels sick. Avol im b'chol gufo eino chola klal. But if in his body he's not sick at all, rak shuchola be'echad me'evarav. He just has a pain in one aver, the gambo so aver in sakona, and there's no sakona in that aver, he's not chola kalufo, he basically just has a headache. Lukuliyama lo shari lechalal ki'im alidei in a Yehudi. Everyone will agree that you cannot be mechal Shabbos for shachola only by asking a goy. V'gan dafka b'dover shum mishum shvus ba'alma, and it's only specifically to ask a guy to do what's for us in Issa d'Rabbanan. Da'oz ayidei in a Yehudi nasa shvus d'shvus. Because that way, if you ask a guy to do a d'Rabbanan, it's a double d'Rabbanan. V'shari b'miksas chola, and that's allowed when there is a small illness. Like we learned earlier in Simon Shenzayim, Sif Hei. Second shita said, v'yesh omrim, shem yesh bo sakonas ever osin, that only if there is sakonas ever you could do b'yadayim in Issa d'Rabbanan, v'in ein bo sakonas ever ein osin. Zok to mishabu in the gimbal, v'in ein bo, v'yavtu chola hakolo kolaguf. He has no sakonas ever, but he's mamish bedridden, he's sick in his whole body, sviruluhu, this shita holds, the osir lasos al yidei Yisrael, you cannot do an Issa d'Rabbanan by Yisrael. And according to the second shita, even with a shinui, it's not allowed if there's no sakonas ever. Unless you can't do it through a guy. So he needs malacha done, the rabbanon, there's no guy to ask, so then even according to the shita, it will be okay. Modu ledeya hashlishis. When there's no guy around, the second shita will be moted to the third shita, to mutter al yidei Yisrael b'shinui. That Yisrael could do an issa the rabbanon with a shinui. Now we go to shita number three. This is the Iker shita, that if there is no sakonas ever, you can do it with a shinui. If there is sakonas ever, you can do it even without a shinui. Says the Mishabur Nandalar Hainu Ha Issa Durabanon. Again, we're talking about Issa Durabanon. The Ain't Tzarach Lechapes Achar Einu Yehudi. You're allowed to do it with a shinui. You do not need to look for a goy. Now we go to Sevkoto Nun Hei. Sevkoto Nun Hei is going on shita number four. And that was, even if there is sakonas aver, you can't do something that's similar to a daraisa. Says the Mishabura, kigon likachol ayin. We're talking about over here, placing medicine with some kind of tube, that you're taking stuff out with the tube, and you're placing on your eye. Besof hacholi. We're talking about at the end of the illness, she'en bo sakona. Like we learned earlier in Sivtes, that an eye ailment in the beginning or the middle is a sakona. At the end, when you're already in the process of healing, there's no sakona. So then, likachol ayin shu kekosev. That's going to be close to daraisa because you're placing colors around your eye. That's like writing. That's similar to kosev. Some say it's similar to tzoveya, but that's something that's nismach lemalacha daraisa. That is not allowed to be done. Sivkata nunvav she'in bahem. But we said you are allowed to do things that don't have a semach malacha, even if there is no sakana sever. Kegon hani shemivorim b'sif mem gimel ayin sham. We'll see examples of this soon in Sif mem gimel b'ez Hashem. Then the Mechaber told us the Iker Shita is number three. Zok to Mishabura Sevkatan and Zayim. The Iker is Svar HaShlish is Hainu. Shem Mutter Lasos Afilu Kol HaShusim. You can do any Issa D'Rabbanan for a Chola. Shem Bo Sakana. V'Rak Al Yidei Shinui. But if there's no Sakana Sever, you have to do the Malacha D'Rabbanan with a Shinui. Im Hu Choli Kol HaGuf. If he is sick in his whole body. V'Im Bo Sakana Sever. And he has no Sakana Sever. V'Im Yesh Bo Sakana Sever. But if he does have a Sakana Sever, meaning he's at risk of losing a limb, Ein Tzara Shinui Klal, then you could do it the Rabbanan straight away, and you do not need a Shinui. V'Chein Pasku Hataz U'Magen Avram V'Chein Kosev Agro Shedezu Iker Shehi Das Rov HaPoskim. So besides the Mechaber saying this is the Iker Shita, the Achronim say that as well, the Taz, U'Magen Avram, and the Gro write that this is the Shita of Rov HaPoskim. Again, if there is sakonas aver, do any derabbanan. No sakonas aver, do any derabbanan, but with a shinui. Sevkatan un chesu, moving on to the Ramah, you're allowed to tell a goy to make a dish for a katan who has nothing to eat, because the stam needs of a katan is considered a chol shemo sakana. V'im eina tinok rotze lechol ki'im al yidei imo. If the child does not want to eat unless his mother feeds him, so mutter la'im lahachilo, the mother can feed the child, afilu chalavu eno yehudi ubishlo. Even if the guy milked the animal on Shabbos and cooked the milk. So therefore, the milk is mukta, because it was in the animal when Shabbos started. The afa gav de mitaltelas mukta. Even though the mother, by feeding the child, is now moving mukta, that is going to be okay if the child will refuse to eat otherwise. The ayam prima gadim de mitzadik tzas de boy shinui. Prima gadim says in this case, possibly you would need to do it with the shinui. Kosa bechayodim. Tzorech lizor shalalitan amachal ba'atzmo v'kadeiri, to make sure that if the guy is doing the cooking, don't place the food inside the pot. Because the Gemara says, if one puts the water in the pot, and one puts the kli there, the first one is over in Issa d'Rabbanan, even though he didn't put it by the fire, but Lamaisa, he filled the kli with the food, so you want to make sure you don't put the food in the pot, even for the guy to cook it. Sivkaton nuntes. The Ramah said at the very end, that when the guy is doing malacha for the Israel, that's a chola, he's allowed to be mesayak tzas. Lav davka chola. It's not specific that the chola is allowed to help out a little bit. Hu adin acher, someone else can also help out a little bit. Ela orcha de mil sanokar. It's telling us the normal case, the guy is doing something for the chola, so the chola might want to help out a little bit. He's allowed to, but hu adin, any Israel can help the guy out. Sif katan samach lesayak tzas. Hainu hecha shebelav hochi nami misavda, ela shemisaye ma'at. We're talking about a case where it doesn't require two people. Otherwise it's usr, because then you're really doing the malacha. It could be done by the guy by himself. You just want to help out a little bit, so it makes it a little bit easier, but it could be done with one person. Kigon eino yehudi shekochel esa'ayin. For example, the guy is applying this eye medication. V'Yisrael soger uposeach esa'ayin. And the Yisrael, who's the chole, is closing and opening his eye. Sheikanes bo'akachol. So the guy is really placing the medicine, but the Yisrael there is helping out a little bit. It can be done without him. He's making it easier for the medicine to go in his eye by opening and closing it. That's mutter. Avol, im eino yachol lasos bilti Yisrael aser. But if the guy can't do the malach without the Yisrael helping him, it's aser for the Yisrael to help. Umashma dafil b'malacha d'oraisa misayeh em b'mamish. The mashmos is, even if it's a malacha d'oraisa, we still say misayeh em b'mamish, and you're allowed to help out. So if katan samach aleph em b'mamish, we said, "Misayim b'mamish, ayin b'taz b'mashe kosev azel." Look what the Taz writes about this. V'ayin le'el b'mishaburas the katan yud alf shahar be'achronim cholkem azel. Not everybody agrees to this. There are achronim that argue that some misayeh yesh b'mamish, and therefore that would be a problem. Let's see one more very small sif yud ches. Hikis dom v'nitzdanin. A person had some blood let from him, and he's very cold. Osim lo meduri, you can make a bonfire for him. Afilu betkufas tamas. Even if it's summer, you can make a fire for him, because that coldness of the one who let blood is a sakana. Says the mishabura samach beis v'nitzdani mishum de sakana hu bistama. Stam, if a person is cold after bloodletting, it's sakana. Afilu ayde yisrael shari, even to make the fire through a yid is mutter. V'hu adin l'shar choli sheyesh bo sakana, so to any choli sheyesh bo sakana. Im karlo, if he's cold, osin madura l'scham, you're allowed to make him a fire to warm him up. D'stam chole misukon hu eitzel tzina. Really, a stam chole is considered besakana when it comes to the cold. V'im efshra adein yehudi, asal adein yehudi. If you can do it through a guy, certainly better to do it through a guy. We will stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.